you know, our failure to finish off the game to basically, you know, in the second half we scored 3 points, and we don't get off the field on third down enough defensively, and end up being the difference in the football game. We didn't convert any of the third downs in the second half, other than the first drive, and it really, you know, ends up being the biggest difference in the football game. We're not making enough plays consistently to win the football game. Throughout, I thought we got off to a good start today. We ran the football well, but we have to keep doing it. Defensively, we were playing, doing good things at times, but then we allowed a couple completions on third down, which really ended up keeping their drives alive, and then ended up beating us. So the guys are, it's a disappointed team, but it is where we are right now. We have to, we have an opportunity to regroup, have a chance to look at us for a couple days, and move forward when we come back and get ready to play. Got 2 home games in a row, which are big, but we can get back to even and then go from there, and that's what we got to do right now. I got to focus on that.
Marvin, that first drive, you guys appeared to have them kind of back on their heels defensively. Do you feel they adjusted or changed anything, or was it?
Well, we didn't, we had the 1-3 and out in the first half, and then we scored on the first play the next drive, and then we had, I think, only had 4 possessions in the first half because we didn't do good enough to get them off the field on the other side of the ball. I don't think they punted in the first half. So I think that, we didn't have an opportunity to get into a real rhythm, probably as much as you'd like. You'd like to, you're going to get a 3 and out, but you'd like to have an opportunity maybe to go and sustain something. We didn't get a chance to do that until really the third quarter. And we did a decent job there. If we had an opportunity to be a little closer there, we had an opportunity to go for it there, but I ended up choosing to kick the field goal, at the end of that drive. And then we really got nothing going really, other than I think 1 first down the rest of the game. I don't know. I don't ask him what happened. I mean, I can see that they intercepted the ball. That's all that matters. I don't know if it got tipped or what happened, but, we're having too many of those.
First replay challenge in the second half. What did the booth see, or what did
you see? Somebody, they did our thought that, that he had rolled over Leon. Unfortunately, I think his knee touched before he did roll over Leon, so he was down immediately. So that's really, it was just an error.
Was it yours or was it the booth?
Well, I throw the flag, so it's always mine.
AJ, only 1 catch tonight. Were they just a mixture of coverages that you hadn't seen before?
Well, I don't, I can't sit here right now and tell you what was happening. I know we had an opportunity to feature some other people with how they were rolling the coverage over there, and we wanted to make sure we did that. And we got to find a way to get him the ball as well. Well, I think obviously it affects, a lot of things you practice, because he practices the certain looks and the certain plays and so forth. So you're down a guy right away, that you anticipate having. So you have to adjust and move on. It's part of the game.
5 minutes left in the game, you went big personnel.
Well, we had a lot of good runs out of that grouping, and we obviously, the first run we got, we I think got 3. We came right back, and Casey jumped around the center and ended up making a play in the backfield, and otherwise we got everybody blocked. So, and right now it doesn't seem like it was the right thing to do, but at the time obviously it was, because it was the plays we called. Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and tape and see where we go from there.
Thank you.
But I know, you know, I mean, Jermaine didn't have, you know, we just didn't get the ball spread out very much, very well today, you know. We had a couple of chances. We had guys' balls go through guys' hands, and that hurts you too, so.
Your first drive was so good. Did you see them make some sort of adjustments so that y'all could get the pitch out?
I already answered that question the first one out, so. No, I don't think I need to. Anything else?
You talk about Andy Dalton, just where you see his progress. It seems like he, at times, you know, he's kind of quick in the pocket, doesn't seem to want to step up a lot, but you see him as progressing or kind of?
Well, I think Andy has continued to progress. I think we need to continue to play well around Andy, better and better and better. And, you know, every time you come out here, now there's obviously plays you want to have better. You know, he continues, just needs to play within himself and not try to do too much. And, you know, it's another game where he didn't force the ball, and that's the thing we want to make sure of, that we continually don't force the ball. We throw the ball on rhythm, but we got to make sure we get to the right spots for him and so forth, and we can beat people, you know, whether it be man-to-man or zone, we get to the right spots so he can deliver the football, you know. A couple times we, you know, just the breakdown, the protection, just threw him off the timing, so he had to avoid and move instead of being able to sit in there and throw it, you know, as well.